Consciously, it may seem obvious that you want more money in your business. However, subconsciously, I would be willing to bet there's a lot more going on that may be unknowingly blocking your ability to hit that next big income goal. That's what I'm here to help you shift in today's episode, where I'm doing a deep dive on creating more of what you desire in business and in life. You'll hear how to create safety around receiving, shift the fears holding you back, and move forward faster so you can truly thrive. If you're someone who is experiencing an income plateau, feels like you're holding yourself back at every turn, or is ready to break out of the pattern of playing small, then today's episode is a must listen. It's time to create not only more of the business results you desire, but also more of the life you desire too.
You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, my simple shifters. I hope you're having an incredible week. Today's episode is such a juicy one, and this is going to be a game-changing conversation that is going to help you to really embrace what it is that you desire, both in business and in life, and help you to really go after it. I'm talking about how we're staying in patterns of playing small, how we can step into bigger business results, and how consequently doing that is actually going to create more of the life we desire too. So I have so many juicy examples that I'm going to share with you. I have personal stories. It's going to be such a good episode. So I am so excited that you're here. So the first thing that I wanted to say here is that one of the foundational mindset beliefs that I have is that I decide what I want and I clear out everything standing in the way. Now, you probably hear that, and at first you're like, wow, that sounds a little bit bratty, right? But I actually think this is really, really important because it is the mindset of deciding not to settle. It is the mindset of getting really super clear on what it is that you desire and trusting that your desires are the roadmap. Your desires are there for a reason. You can trust them and you can follow them, right? I think that this is such a important part to creating the business and the life that you desire, because if you aren't first really clear on what it is that you want, it's really hard to make decisions that are going to support that. So that first step of initial clarity around what it is that you desire is so incredibly important. And as you start playing more with what it is that you want, what it is that you're calling in, even the energy around what it is that you desire, you will likely have mindset blocks come up along the way, or you will have that tiny voice in the back of your head that says, oh, that's possible for other people, but not me, or, oh, they can have that, but that's only because they have X, Y, Z thing, or they're super charismatic, or they're super confident, or insert thing here. You will likely have some form of excuse, some form of reasoning around why other people can get what they want, but that is not possible for you. And that is the first thing to look at, because those are all based in mindset, right? And the truth is, what's possible for someone else is evidence of what is possible for you as well. So don't get me wrong. Sometimes there's more to work through to get that, right? Sometimes there is a lot of work that needs to be done. Sometimes there is a lot of action that needs to be taken, right? But I really, truly want you to think, if this is on my heart, it means it's there for a reason. It means that it is safe for me to follow that. And not only is it safe, but it's my job to create more safety around that desire so that I can actually achieve it, so that I can actually get more of what I want, right? So this is so helpful because it's going to help you to identify what stories, what limiting beliefs, what's coming up that's standing in the way of you actually getting what you want. And the more awareness you have around that, the easier it is to do the mindset work around those things so that you can actually get what you want, right? So one really good example of this is the story of when I invested in my first business coach at the $6,000 investment price point, right? I had invested in courses in the past. I had invested in like shorter coaching packages, but this was the first time that I really decided that I was going to go all in on a 6-month program. I was going to invest with my business coach. And that ended up being a painful, I believe it was like 6K payment, right? And it scared the shit out of me, right? It was so freaking scary for me to, one, decide that it was time to get support at that level. I was so incredibly stuck in my pivot from being a brand and website designer to doing the coaching work that was on my heart. I had fragments of an idea of what I wanted to do in the coaching realm. I could see these little glimmers of ways in which coaching lit me up, ways in which mindset work lit me up. All of these sort of dots that I can now connect in hindsight that I really couldn't see quite as clearly at the time. So I was spinning my wheels from a business perspective. I really couldn't figure out like how to go from being known for one thing, which was branding and website design, to pivoting to coaching and being known for something completely different. I just did not know how to build the bridge there. And that was really when I decided that it was time to invest in support. I had done beta coaching packages with clients. I had tried different things. I had tried marketing the coaching, but it never really felt clear. It never really felt like this is the thing I'm doing now. And of course, because it didn't feel clear to me, it was that much harder for me to turn around and go and market and sell that thing, right? Sounds so obvious in hindsight, but it really wasn't obvious to me at the time. And the reason I bring this up is because this was one of those points of friction for me. It was so uncomfortable for me to keep spinning my wheels, me to keep trying to get coaching clients with zero to show for it. And also know that I didn't enjoy what it was that I was doing in the design realm anymore. It wasn't lighting me up. It wasn't feeling good. I knew that I wanted to pivot. And heck, there was a lot of mindset work that had to happen for the design to feel good again so that I could pivot, right? I think sometimes we want to be out of the thing so bad that we're willing to like make ourselves miserable. And we think that, you know, the pivot or the other business or the other circumstance or the other situation is going to be that thing that solves it, right? So we put so much pressure on the thing. And a lot of my work here was like, how can I be fulfilled in the process? How can I be happy in the process? How can I know that I'm taking action toward building this coaching business and still be happy where I am now? And that work to actually dial down the pressure on my business was actually what made it easier to show up and consequently easier to get bigger results. But I digress. Anyway, so back to that investment. I just knew that it was so uncomfortable for me to continue to stay stuck, for me to continue to stay trying, for me to want this result so bad and have no clue how to achieve it, that it was actually so much lighter. Now, lighter, Doesn't mean there wasn't doubts, fears, other things that came up on that journey, but it was so much lighter for me to decide to invest with my business coach than to keep trying to figure it all out on my own. And I think that that is so important to recognize, because when we go back to what I said earlier, where I said, I decide what I want and I clear out everything standing in the way, this is that mindset. I decided that I wanted to pivot my business. I decided that I wanted to go all in on coaching. I did not know exactly how it would unfold, right? I did not know how many years it would take to hit six figures. Heck, I didn't even know how to get my first client, paying client in my coaching business when I started this over 5 years ago, right? But what I did know is that support would move me forward faster. And that is really what I chose to believe and what I chose to anchor in on, so that I could invest in myself in the way that I did, and I could invest in my business in the way that I did. So that investment, yes, totally, so scary. And I had so much money mindset stuff. If you have been listening to this podcast since the beginning, you know how much stuff I had to work through to really feel like this was a sound decision, like I could get clients in this business, right? So when I say, like, decide what you want and clear out everything standing in your way, I'm not saying that you're never going to have doubts, you'll never have challenges, that'll never come up again. Of course that will come up. However, what I am saying is when it comes up, you decide to continue to work through it. You could decide to continue to reinforce that your desires are the roadmap. It is safe for you to want more, both in business and in life, and you are committed to following that, right? That is so incredibly useful. I can't tell you how many women I see make themselves wrong for their desires, or decide that something can't happen for them, or can only happen if XYZ, if the stars align, all the things, right? And that's really what I want to talk about today, because I think that so often there's this inner dialogue of, but what if it doesn't work out, right? There's this uncertainty piece that comes up. And in all honesty, when I hired my business coach over 5 years ago, I didn't know if it was going to work out. I didn't know if this was going to be the investment that ended up helping me to build this coaching business, but I was willing to bet on myself. I was willing to find out. And the truth is, even if it was, like, I trusted that it would move me forward, even if I didn't get the exact result that I wanted, right? I think a lot of this online industry glorifies really fast results, right? And the truth was, there was so much inner work that had to happen to become the person who has this coaching business. And I know that I needed that, right? I know that all of that work was so worthwhile. And that's really why I have the business that I have today, is because I did that inner work, right? I really truly believe that had I not had support, had I not decided to invest in my business, had I not gone all in on this investment, because that price point was scary to me, right? I was really good at saving in my design business, and it came from the scarcity mindset of not trusting that there was going to be enough, right? So because I didn't trust my ability to land consistent clients in my design business, because it felt so much like a fluke when I did, even though the money was there, even though I was landing five-figure design projects, it still felt scary. It still felt like those results kind of happened outside of me. Like, I wasn't really empowered to create those results, and they were really like a fluke. So of course, making a 6K pay in full payment when that's where your money mindset is really freaking scary. So a lot of those thoughts of, what if it doesn't work out? What if this isn't the right investment? What if this isn't the right coach? What if I spend 6K on this and literally no results come out of this? That was my worst fear, was I would spend 6K of the money I had made in the design business, and I would spend that on coaching, and I would get through the 6 months and I wouldn't have a single result to show for it. That was literally my biggest fear. I remember telling my coach that on our discovery call. And those fears were so big and they were so real. And I just knew that something had to change. I knew that my desire for this business, my desire for not doing what I was doing, and my desire to shift industries and to follow what was on my heart, and my desire to do what lights me up was so much greater than the discomfort of that investment. And because it was so uncomfortable to stay stuck, it was like I was going to feel discomfort either way. I was either going to feel discomfort staying where I was and continue designing with like no clear path out, or I was going to feel discomfort in investing myself and not knowing how that was going to pan out. So I was really kind of faced with this fork in the road where I was like, I'm going to be uncomfortable either way. So I might as well be uncomfortable in the direction of what it is that I want and know that I have a chance at creating what it is that I want. And because of that, it was so much easier for me to bet on myself and bet on my business in that way. So the mindset I really took around this to create more safety around that investment was I am one of the safest bets that I can make. And I really truly believe that. Like, no one can want it more than I do. No one can make it happen for me in the way that I can, right? And this is really where so much empowerment comes from, because at the end of the day, it's not my business coach who's creating the results. Yes, she's there for support. Yes, she's in it with me. Yes, it feels like a true partnership. And she can't literally like do the work for me. And I think that that's so important to recognize in any coaching relationship, is that there's so much personal responsibility involved. And when you can take that personal responsibility and feel so much more empowered by that, that is when you are going to create more results. If you are hiring a coach just to hand your power over and to be like, okay, well, I spent money, so naturally something should happen here. Like, I will be the first to tell you that is not how this works. And that is so important to recognize, right? So I really went in with this mindset of like, I am the safest bet I can make. Doesn't mean I didn't wobble. Doesn't mean that there weren't fears there. Doesn't mean my money mindset was in the most amazing place ever, right? Like literally every single one of those things I just mentioned were things that I had to work through, were very real mindset blocks that were there. And I still knew that I was the one who was going to make this happen. I knew that no matter what happened within that 6-month coaching container, I would walk out with a result, even if it wasn't the result I wanted. Even if the result was like, okay, fuck, I've got to figure out another career, or I got to go back to school, or I've got to start a different business, or whatever it is. Like, I knew that it would give me more information. And one of the things that I really truly believe is that we make the best decisions we can with the information we have available at the time. So when it came to this decision of investing in my business coach, I really considered all of the information I had. I knew that I had worked with previous coaches. I knew that I felt nothing was really moving the needle. I knew that I didn't really feel like I knew how to get clients. I knew that I didn't know how to pivot from one industry to the other and become known for that. I knew I had a lot of mindset stuff that was coming up in terms of not feeling confident in the work that I was doing, that I, like, there was so much there. Like, I had so much information about what wasn't working. And I think sometimes that's even more valuable than what is, because that was the thing that allowed me to go like, okay, here's all the things that I have tried. None of this is actually making a difference. It's time to try something else, right? So that was really the mindset that I went into that container with. And many of you know that I've been with my business coach for, I think, going on 6 years now, 5.5 years, something like that. And it ultimately turned out great, right? It's really the reason and the support that made it possible to grow this coaching business from 0 to 6 figures. And there was a lot of work to do there to decide that it was safe for me to want more. So when I say that, what I mean is that our brains are literally designed to keep us safe, right? We know this. We've talked about this before. And when I say this, I want you to recognize that entrepreneurship can bring up a ton of fear, right? because you are showing up in a way that, well, not inherently unsafe, your brain views as a threat. So it views you showing up, being visible, sharing your truth, asking for money for your services, all of that as a unsafe thing, even if you're not like physically at risk, right? So a lot of fear can come up. So fear around money, fear around judgment, fear around failure, fear around success. Like you can find fear at every turn, right? And the fear is most often the mindset thing that keeps you playing small. It keeps you playing it safe. It keeps you wanting to settle. It keeps you wanting to not show up, not be visible, not be courageous, not double down and bet on yourself, right? And yet, working through that fear and showing yourself that it's safe to want more and it's actually safe to have more again and again and again is what builds such a trust muscle when it comes to building your business and getting bigger results because of that, right? So not so surprisingly, wanting more than where you're at now is going to feel like a stretch, right? It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to bring up a lot of the fears I just mentioned. And that is part of the process, right? You know that I say nothing will push on your personal and professional development from both sides the way that growing a business will. And this is that inner work. This is the work that helps you to create even bigger business results, because the more you look at that fear, the more you shift that fear, the more you show yourself it's actually safe to move through that fear, the more unstoppable you become in business, to the point where you're like, I can handle it, right? Even if it's challenging, even if it's uncomfortable, even if I have to like cry for days, like I can handle whatever comes my way. And that is really where that unstoppable mindset comes from, because that is when you show yourself that it's so much safer to want more, because you're not as afraid of what comes with wanting more. You're not as afraid of what comes with having more in your business. I was talking to one of my Made It Voxer coaching clients today, and she was saying that, like, I'm so tempted to almost ignore all of this stuff that's coming up for her. And we had been chatting about like her desires and what she wants in this next chapter of business and life and all of that. And she's like, it would just feel so much safer to settle and be like, I should be happy with what I have. Like, this is enough. I can like have this really like safe life if I don't go after the things that I want. And I had said to her, I was like, you know that playing small is never the move. You know that settling is never the move. And I really truly believe that, right? Because think about it. When you play small, when you settle, there's discomfort inherently in that too, because you're not feeling lit up and excited by the work you're doing. Your soul is like literally craving more. And the more you push that down, It's like, I used to listen to the Life Coach School podcast a lot with Brooke Castillo, and she talks about pushing a beach ball underwater, right? And this is literally what happens with your desires too. Like if you push down your desires, they're going to come exploding back up above the surface at some point. So the same way you would hold a beach ball underwater, and then when you let go, it's going to burst to the surface. I think our desires are like that too. The more you decide to play small, the more you try to ignore those, the more you play it safe, the more it's all going to come up for you at some point, in probably in a less than desirable way, right? But it just doesn't feel good, right? Like your soul has a purpose on this planet that it wants to fulfill. I really believe that. And the more you play small and ignore those desires, the less here's how I'll say it. The further away you get from that soul's desire. And I think that that's just so important to recognize because your desires are the roadmap. Trust them. So showing yourself that it's safe to want more also means acknowledging that it's safe to have more. So that may sound obvious, but it's the flip side of the same coin. If you want something, but you don't think it's safe to have it, it's going to be really difficult to create results from that place. So a lot of times that means normalizing how amazing things are for you in the current moment. And if you're sitting there listening to this going like, things don't feel that amazing for me right now, Amanda, then that is your work, right? Because there are things in your reality right now that you have that I would be willing to bet you once desired. And there is so much goodness in that. And I think really being able to embrace, celebrate that, normalize that, feel safe in having those things, the easier it is for you to also want more. And those two really go hand in hand. So I really want you to think about, like, what is it that you have right now that you once used to dream about? And how can you wrap more safety around having those things? I think a lot of times the work here is not feeling like the other shoe is going to drop or not feeling like it's going to be like taken away from you or not worrying that other people are going to judge you for what you have, right? Like there's so much that can come up in this, but if you can be like, it is safe for me to have what I have now, and this was something that I once desired, you're going to feel a lot safer desiring more than what you have now and sort of building that next chapter, so to speak. So the important thing to recognize here, though, is you can't fake it. You have to actually feel that it's safe to want more. It's safe to have more. If you're telling yourself like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's totally fine for me to have this client that's paying me X. But deep down, you're like, it's actually not fine. I don't know if I'll ever find another one. I'm freaking the fuck out. Like, then you're just lying to yourself, right? Like that is where mindset work is so important, is because you can't fake it. You really have to feel like, okay, this is safe. This is my new normal. This is what I'm stepping into. This is what I want more of. Like I want this to feel normalized. And it's that like, thank you, more please energy that's going to help you to create more of it, right? So the same way, if you're telling yourself like, oh, this is totally fine, but you're worried about like what others will think if you have more money, what others will think if you buy the thing, what others will think if you're posting reels of like that luxury vacation, right? Then you're not really feeling like it's safe, right? There's still mindset work to do there, right? So one of the most incredible ways that you can work through this is really getting to the root of those money beliefs, right? Like understanding what beliefs you picked up in childhood that are contributing to the way you think about the world, but more specifically, the way you think about money. And what I think is so valuable in that is all of a sudden, when you get these thoughts and these beliefs out of your head and onto paper, all of a sudden you can see them for what they are and you can decide if that's really truly what you want to believe to be true about money, or if you want to shift your beliefs, if you want to anchor into something new. So one of the things that I recommend for doing this kind of work is my Business Owner's Money Mindset and Manifestation Journal. I'll be sure to link that up in the show notes, but that's an amazing place to start because it's going to help you to really excavate the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, patterns, programming, all of it, right? That may be subconsciously running the show when it comes to your money mindset, which usually is the thing that is making it not feel safe to want and to have more in business and in life. So if you can really say like, okay, the reason this is feeling unsafe is because I know in childhood, my parents always said money doesn't grow on trees, and that was really reinforced, then all of a sudden you can be like, okay, I can understand understand how that was a very scarcity mindset that I picked up at a young age, even though I didn't know what that truly meant. And then you can start to reprogram that. But if you don't even know that that's the thing that's running the show, it's really hard to make those subconscious beliefs conscious enough to shift them. So that was just one example. I think that's like the most common money mantra that people hear. But I think that that is just so useful because in this whole conversation of feeling safe wanting more and feeling safe having more, it's important to say that that safety all goes back to money, right? What the more is that we're referring to here usually has a lot to do with money. So even if what you are desiring in your business is less working hours, more time with your family, more team support, insert thing here, I really want you to think about how so much of that goes back to money, because having more time usually means that you have more support. You can pay for more support, or it means you trust yourself to charge higher rates and land clients at higher rates so that you're making more for the work that you're already doing, right? Or I'm just trying to think how else, more ease. Like if you feel safe and secure in your business, because you know that there is money in your business bank account, that you're covered, that you're good, that is going to feel so much better. And that's going to create more of that ease energy as well, right? So if you can really see like, oh my gosh, so many of my desires in a business and in life really go back to my money mindset, to how I feel about money, it's so much easier to understand, okay, like this is what I have to solve for. This is what I have to work on, because this is what creates more of what I want, right? And that's so true when it comes to sales as well, because the way you make more money in your business is by selling, is by making sales, is by landing consistent clients. So all of this is so interconnected, but a lot of times we're not thinking about it in this way. So again, it's really doing that extra work to look at like, okay, what is the subconscious belief that's making it feel unsafe to want more? And how can I solve for that so that I stop blocking myself from this next level that I want to step into, right? And of course, so much of this work is easier with a coach by your side. I love doing this work with clients because it's so helpful for them to see where these money mindset blocks are coming up, where are these old patterns of playing smaller coming up, where the opportunity is to raise their rates and really do some work around that. So all of this to say, this is so much easier with me in your corner to help you really anchor into those new beliefs so that you can step into that next level. You can make the six-figure income you desire. You can have that spaciousness and that ease in your schedule. You can really create the business and the life that you want, but it all goes back to so much of this money mindset and this sales mindset so that you feel like you can create that, right? So one of my favorite ways to do this, and I give this to clients all the time as homework, and they usually hate me for it, but one of my favorite ways to really work on normalizing it's safe to want more is to practice in smaller ways. So what I mean by that is if it feels unsafe to want more in business or in life, you usually bump up against some difficulty receiving, which means if you have difficulty receiving, sometimes you're not even asking for what it is that you want, right? Because it doesn't feel safe. You don't think you're going to get it. Insert thing here, right? So I'll literally have clients practice this like, hey, like, can you ask for that thing? Can you, a lot of times it's relationship examples that we end up using, but it's like, hey, can you just ask your husband for that small thing that you want? And the win here isn't getting the thing. The win here is you trusting yourself to ask for it and trusting yourself to receive it if you get it, right? So I think that's super useful here too. You can also play with it in terms of like, let's say that you have had your eye on, I don't know, for the longest time for me, it was silk pajamas. I don't know why. This was just the thing I grabbed onto, but I was like, who spends $100 on pajamas? Like, what the actual fuck, right? And I wanted this pair of washable silk pajamas, and yet I told myself for the longest time that I couldn't have them. And part of my work here was really being like, I do not have to operate from this place. Like, $100 is not going to break the bank and like cause the earth to crumble. It is safe for me to get the thing that I want, the thing that I've been thinking about, rather than telling myself that I can't have it. So a lot of this work is around receiving, as well as it is actively deciding what it is that you want and deciding that it's safe to have it, right? So I love tying these to books that I've read, because I think sometimes it just hits in a different way when you hear people talk about it in a different way, right? So one of my favorite ways that I've heard this very same topic spoken about is from Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap. And what he says is, each of us has an inner thermostat setting that determines how much love, success, and creativity we allow ourselves to enjoy. When we exceed our inner thermostat setting, we will often do something to sabotage ourselves, causing us to drop back into the old familiar zone that we feel secure, unfortunately. Okay, so the reason I love this is because it really shows you how much as humans we do this, right? How much we kind of cap our ability to receive more, to want more, to have more. So in this book in particular, The Big Leap, he talks about the concept of an upper limit. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend this book. But it really talks about how we only have like so much capacity for good. And when we get to that sort of internal capacity for good, our brains go, oh my gosh, not safe, not safe, not safe. Shut it down. And we self-sabotage. So it's so important to recognize this, because instead of wondering like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why am I doing this? Why am I at this income plateau? Why can't I, you know, move ahead? Why can't I create XYZ thing, right? So much of this goes back to betting on yourself, deciding that you want more, deciding you're worthy of more. Those were the thoughts and beliefs I had to anchor into when I hired my business coach, was I am worthy of support. I am worthy of receiving this. And when I was able to approach it from that place, it doesn't mean that it wasn't scary, but it does mean that I was able to move forward. I was able to claim what it was that I wanted. I was able to start moving forward faster on the path toward what I wanted, rather than staying small, rather than deciding that I had to play it safe instead, rather than sort of hitting that upper limit and saying, no, 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 like I can't have support. This isn't available to me, right? Which totally could have been a way that I chose, but I didn't, right? So this is, again, where you really have to trust yourself. You have to decide, like, it's safe to want more. You're worthy of more. You're worthy of support. All of that is going to help you to sort of break past that upper limit and step into that next level of what it is that you want, so you can create what it is that you want. Another way I've heard this talked about that I think is really helpful is from Dr. Joe Dispenza's book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And he says, psychologists tell us that by the time we're in our mid-30s, our identity or personality will be completely formed. This means for those of us over 35, we have memorized a select set of behaviors, attitudes, beliefs, emotional reactions, habits, skills, associative memories, conditioned responses, and perceptions that are now subconsciously programmed within us. Those programs are running us because the body has become the mind. This means that we will think the same thoughts, feel the same feelings, interact in identical ways, behave in the same manner, believe the same dogmas, and perceive reality the same ways. About 95% of who we are by midlife is a series of subconscious programs that have become automatic. Driving a car, brushing our teeth, overeating when we're stressed, worrying about our future, judging our friends, complaining about our lives, blaming our our parents, not believing in ourselves, and insisting on being chronically unhappy, just to name a few. Okay, so he goes on to say, if you want a new outcome, you have to break the habit of being yourself and reinvent a new self. So all of this is amazing and mind-blowing to me, right? Because again, same thing from a slightly different angle. And again, you never know what's going to land. So I just think it's so helpful to hear this from different sides and different perspectives. But essentially what Dr. Joe is saying is like, you already have all of these defaults programmed by the time you are 35. So if you don't believe that it's safe to want more, you believe you should be capped at a certain income goal, or you believe that it's not possible for you, insert thing here, that is all based on that default. And in order to move past that default programming and decide that you can have more, decide that that's available to you, you have to literally break these habits that say, it's not safe, you can't have it. And you have to recreate and reinvent yourself to say, yes, you can. And I'm worthy of it. And I want it. And I'm going to go after it. And you basically have to become a new person for that to become your new reality. So again, I think this is so helpful to hear. And I hope a lot of these pieces are really clicking into place for you, because this is where we get that concept of like, what we believe we're allowed to have when it comes to money, when it comes to financial success, when it comes to the life we live, the kind of support we think we're allowed to get, the way we live our life, like all of it, right, is this preset default that has been programmed that we're just operating from. So in order for you to actually create the dream life that you want, in order for you to become future you, the version of you with the thriving business and life, with the income that you desire, with the clients that you love supporting, with the easeful and spacious schedule, all of it. In order for you to have that, you must show yourself it is safe for you to have that. You literally can't. It's like we can't step into that version of ourselves dragging with us all of the old things and hoping to become someone else on the journey, right? Like we've got to let go of the stuff that's holding us back so that we can actually create that new reality in which we believe it's safe to want more, in which we take action toward what it is that we want. Sometimes that means deciding to bet on yourself, deciding that you're worthy of support, deciding to move forward faster with that support, right? You have to decide that you want that more than you want to stay stuck or than you want to stay in your current reality. And then you have to do that work again and again and again. So it goes back to what I said at the beginning of this episode, where I said, I decide what I want and I clear out everything standing in the way. This is what I mean. This is the stuff standing in the way. All of that old programming, all of that stuff that says, like, once you hit your upper limit, you've got to self-sabotage, right? That's the work here. So again, great place to get started with this is in my Business Owner's Money Mindset and Manifestation Journal. You have 100 days of journal prompts, so you can literally do this work. Again, even just flexing that muscle and doing this mindset work consistently can be such a game changer, because there's no way you do that this consistently and you don't have a breakthrough. You don't have that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I can see the pattern. I can see how I'm doing the thing. I can see where this is coming from. And again, that awareness is so key to being able to shift it, right? So when you do this work, when you do this money mindset work, when you do this mindset work around feeling safer, wanting what it is that you desire, when you do this mindset work around having and allowing that to be safe and celebrating that, this is the money mindset work that actually makes the actions that you're taking in your business come with so much more ease and consequently get better results too. Because like I said, it's really hard to take action in your business carrying with you all of this old stuff that's weighing you down. So if you can start shedding some of that, if you can start shifting those beliefs, It's just going to make it easier for you to take the action in your business. And the more you're taking that action from that place of alignment, the more you're going to see bigger results because of it, right? So this is how mindset work works. Like, this is why mindset work is so incredibly important when it comes to stepping into future you, is because it really is that work that helps you to believe that your desires are the roadmap, embrace those desires, and take aligned action toward those desires so that you can get what you want, which for a lot of you is the thriving six-figure business. And of course, I would absolutely love to help you create that. So if you are really feeling inspired and lit up by this episode, and you are ready to double down on this inner work so that you can create the thriving business and life that you desire, I would love to support you. I truly love this work. I have a limited number of spots available for Future You Coaching, which is my 6-month signature program where I support you in selling with so much more ease, knowing your sales strategy so that you can run that on rinse and repeat, making more money in your business, and ultimately helping you to create the life that you desire because you get those bigger business results. And I would love to work with you. So if you are interested in what Future You Coaching could look like for you, go and book a clarity call. I will link that in this episode, and we can chat about exactly what it is that you want to create and how it really is truly safe for you to want more, and not only to want it, but to have it as well. So would absolutely love to support you in that way. You can book a time that works for you at amandajoyceweber.com/clarity call. And I cannot wait to connect with you there. So I hope this episode was so, so helpful for you. If you loved it, please screenshot it, share it out on Instagram stories, tag me. I love to reshare those. And it just means so much to me that you're listening, and it just warms my heart. So as always, thank you for being here, and I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at amandajoyceweber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review, and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into Future You today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at amanda@amandajoyceweber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift.
And because of that, oh gosh, hold on.